For how long have we not been getting together below these words at the top?
Sekuyisikhathi eside kangakanani sicinile ukuhlangana ndawonye si phansi kwalamagama esiwabonayo la phezulu.
Lord, stay with us, Herr, bleibe bei uns, and the Zulu.
Njengoba siwabona onke esho njengoba sekushiwo Herr, bleibe bei uns, Nkosi hlala nathi Morena.
But there is a mystery behind this. It's not a matter of just sitting all the time and expecting the Lord to stay with us. Everything must not come from the Lord's side. When we seek him with all our heart, then he will stay with us.
Uma sifuna yona ngeintliziyo zethu zonke izawuhlala nathi.
And if we stay in his will, then he will stay with us.
Uma futhi sihlele entandweni yayo iyakuhlala nathi.
Otherwise, there's the danger that I go on my way and I just pray the Lord to keep up with me and be with me.
Ngale kwalokho ngingayihambela nje indlela yami ngiyinkantele bese lo ngithandaza ngithi inkosi iba nami hamba nami.
And that is one of the reasons for meeting together as we meeting.
Esinye ke seyizathu leso esenza ukuthi sihlale sihlangane ngalendlela.
We want to discover the mystery of where the Lord wants me to be and where he wants me to go.
Ngoba sifisa khona ukuthi sihlangane sibambe imfihlakalo yalokho uNkulunkulu akufuna kithi nokuthi ufuna senzeni siyephi.
To show me if there's a place where I'm getting lost and I'm off on my own track.
Nokuthi angikhombise uNkulunkulu ukuthi ngilahlekile ngihambele yami indlela.
And that's why we gather together.
Ingakho ke sihlangene.
So that the Lord may stay with us.
Ukuze inkosi ihlale nathi.
Let us pray together.
Asithandazeni.
Lord, we invite you once again during the service to stay with us.
Nkosi siyakumema futhi kule nkonzo sicela ukuthi ube kanye nathi.
Every minute of this service.
Umzuzu nomzuzu wale nkonzo.
Guide your servant who will bring the message.
Uyiqondise uyihole inciku yakho ezosilethela umbiko.
Share with us, Lord, that which is on your heart.
Usicobelele nkosi lokho kusenhlizweni yakho.
Warn us where we need to be warned.
Usixwayise lapho sidinga ukuxwaya khona.
Reprimand us where we need to be reprimanded. Encourage us where we need to be encouraged. And use your word as you wish. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Just an announcement before the service. We'll be having the youth conference from the 9th of next month, July, till the 16th.
Sizoba neinkonzo zabasha kusukela ngomhlaka 9 kuJuly kuze kube umhlaka 16.
It will be a virtual conference. In other words, we will not be getting visitors to attend the conference physically here. It will be broadcasted over the radio and on the internet through live stream.
Asizukuhlangana la njengokujwayelekile ukuthi kufika abantu babe baningi la, kodwa kuzoba inkonzo esizobe siyilalela ngomsakazo siyibuka nangeyithombe kulabo futhi abakwazi ukulalela ku-internet.
The reason being that we're in the thick of the third wave of the COVID epidemic.
Ngenxa yokuthi nantu kuvethe luvimbezele sesiyiphakathi nalo.
Please keep using your masks, keep maintaining social distancing, and keep sanitizing yourself.
Siyacela ukuthi niqhubeke nokusebenzisa ama mask nisebenzise I sanitizer ningabi futhi izicuku ndawonye niqhelelane njengoba kujwayelekile.
It is now a fact that the Delta variant of the virus which killed so many people in India is in South Africa.
Kuyiqiniso ukuthi lesi siqhubu sesithathu saleli igciwane esesibulela abaningi eNdiya sesikhona la eSouth Africa.
Mainly in Gauteng.
Kakhulukazi le ngaseGoli, Gauteng.
But also here in KZN.
Nala eKZN.
It is more infective than the other variants.
Kuthiwa ke leli gciwane elikhona manje linamandla kakhulu kunalana amanye aseke abakhona.
There are indications that you can get infected by spending 15 minutes in the presence of a person who's infected.
Kuyashiwo ukuthi ngokuba nje nemizuzu eyishumi nanhlanu nomuntu onalo nawe uyakwazi ukulithola.
So for now, just keep the safeguards that we've been saying. All these months and years.
Kuze kube manje ke sisasho futhi zonke lezi nyanga neminyaka njengoba besilo sisho sisaqhubeka sinikhuthaza kanjalo.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.
Ngiyanibingelela bazalwane ngegama leNkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
Brethren, I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu osigcinile. Nosipha lelithuba lokuba sikwazi futhi namhlanje uzohlala enyaweni zakhe.
We thank the Lord for having kept us and this opportunity to be able to sit at the Lord's feet.
Kumnandi ukuba sekhaya.
So wonderful to be at home.
Sekuyisi khashana umuntu engekho ekhaya kodwa kumnandi ukubuyela ekhaya.
We've been quite a few days away from home and that's the reason why it's so wonderful to be back home.
Dlulisa imkhonzi eminingi eqhamuka kubazalwane eMalelane.
We bring many greetings from the brethren at Malelane.
Sibe nesikhathi esimnandi sindawonye nabo.
We had a wonderful time being with them.
Kanti futhi sidlulisa imkhonzi eminingi eqhamuka kubazalwane base Cape Town.
And then also many greetings from the brethren at Cape Town.
And we had a
wonderful, a blessed time with them.
And to
see God at work amongst his
people.
Being at Malelane, seeing at how God is at work and everything that is happening, it's just wonderful to say that the God of old is even with us now.
Lapho ngokobuntu kube sengazi ukuthi yonke into ishabalele iphelile ifile kodwa ukubona isandla sikaNkuluNkulu ukubona uNkuluNkulu evusa ukufile kuphila kuyamangaza.
When at a time maybe one thought that everything was dying down, coming to an end, but to see how the Lord through his strength has revived the work. What a challenge to us that we should never see ourselves as being of importance, but even that little that we have, we cannot bank on it. It is God alone that can work through his might.
Ukubona nje ngalesi sikhashana ubuka umsebenzi uvuka ukhula ngejubane.
And just to experience the Lord using and touching even places and situations and seeing everything blooming and blossoming, seeing the great work of the Lord is very touching.
Ukubona ukukhula komsebenzi, hayi umsebenzi wezandla nje kuphela, ukubuka nebandla likhula, lokho kukhomba ukuthi uNkulunkulu akasebenzi ngeningi, akasebenzi ngokuhlakanipha komuntu, kodwa usebenza ngokulunga kwenhliziyo eyazana naye uJesu.
And a part of the work of our hands just to see God working, touching lives, changing people, the spiritual work growing, you can just stand back and saying it is only God who can accomplish that.
Kwaba kubi noma kumbi ukuthi amehlo awaphathelani kodwa umuntu akakubonile kulezi zimishini kuyayinyakazisa kakhulu inhliziyo.
Pity that we cannot take all your eyes along with us when we go to these missions, but it really is touching to see it all and to be there.
Ukubuka umsebenzi owenzeka le eCape Town, ubuka abantu abakhona bemshisekela uNkulunkulu kuyayithokozisa inhliziyo.
Is to see the people, their devotion and their earnestness and zeal, one's heart is touched even when we were there in Cape Town.
Akukudala ngagcina eFrantshoek kodwa kube sengathi ngineminyaka ngagcina khona ngokubona intuthuko ekhona neyenzakalayo ngesikhathi esifishane nje umuntu egcinile kho.
It was not very long ago that I was at Frantshoek. I thought it was not long ago, but being there just to see the development and everything happening, it's as if it's been years that one last was there.
Ubufakazi obukhona kubantu abasebenza khona izimanga uNkulunkulu akazenzayo ngabantu engathi basebesuliwe emabhukwini abantu abaphilayo kodwa uNkulunkulu abalanda ngathi njengabantu abalanda iscribe yadwa abacangcatha uyabasebenzisa manje benza imisebenzi emikhulu nebabazekayo.
And even the people are helping there, working there to see and hear their testimonies of how God amazingly and wonderfully through his working found the people who were, so to say, written off, no, in a hopeless situation, and how the Lord has redeemed them and how their lives are such a great testimony.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngalabo abazalwane abalaphaya komsebenzi abawenzayo.
So we also are so thankful to the Lord for the brethren there through all the work that they are doing.
Kungiphonsela inselelo ngaba nomthandazo wokukhulekela abantwana bami njenganomuntu oshumayela ivangeli. Uma uNkulunkulu engangibusisa ngezingane ezingakhula zimsaba uNkulunkulu zimshisekele zikwazi ukuma nasemsebenzini kaNkulunkulu.
As for myself also as a preacher of the gospel, it was challenging, and it's my prayer that the Lord also would be gracious to my children, that he can also touch them and be part of the work in the future.
EFrantshoek besise sikhonzwa zingane ezizalwa zisebenzi zisemsebenzini kaNkulunkulu. Ubuka ukwenza kwabo umsebenzi abebewenza ngenhliziyo yabo, ubona futhi ukuthi kube ngathi baswele ukuthi yini enye abangasikhonza ngayo.
At Frantshoek, even the children of the co-workers, the way in which they served us, it was very special to experience their way, their attitude, their very lives of how the Lord has also been at work.
Besingayelanga ukuyokhonzwa uma sihamba futhi sihambele umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu, asihambeli noma suke singayela ukuyotuswa nokuthi siphathwe ngama-tray, kodwa lokhu abasenzele khona abantwana bakaNkulunkulu kuyithinte kakhulu inhliziyo yabo.
When we go out, we do not go out to be served, but to experience the openness to experience their service in the Lord, and that is just the fruit of the Lord's working and his dealings in a person's life.
Ukubona umakoti indlela ke akakhonza ngayo uyadlula ngamehlo engqondo ubuke umama wakhe ubuke umamezala wakhe ubone ukusebenzelana okuhle nemfundiso enhle kuloya makoti.
And if you see the serving of a young wife, in you look behind it, you see the mother, you see the mother-in-law, and it is a sweetness that cannot be easily found elsewhere.
Ubuka ukusebenzelana kamakoti nomkhwenyana ukubambisana. Ukhona abantu abazamayo ukwenza ubuhle nobuso obuhle phambi kwezivakashi ngoba zikhona. Kodwa ubona ukuthi akusikhona lokho ku-original. Kodwa lokho esihlangene nakho kumbi ngoba amehlo awaphathelani.
And even seeing the relationship between young wife and the young husband, there is something that people very often want to put up, want to present themselves in a certain way. To experience something genuine and original is very different, and that's why it is such a pity that I cannot take your eyes, or couldn't take your eyes with me and where we were.
Ukubuka ngisho umntwana uNkulunkulu akababusise ngaye emncane ncane kodwa uyabona ukuthi lo mntwana ukhuliswa ngendlela enhle yokumesaba uNkulunkulu nabantu engahlali nabo kodwa ifundisiwe ukuthi abantu bahlonishwa kanjani noma bebalala kini noma kusibona bebalala kini noma uyabazi noma ubazi kodwa ingane yomfundisi ikwazi ukukhonza izihambi.
That even a young child, the way in which it is brought up in the ways of the Lord, even if it is very young, but to see the way in which it is open and respectful toward others, and even if those of a different race, you see that there is something precious in that child that is being nurtured in the ways of the Lord.
Angibatusi hangba ufisi futhi ukuthi bangene umoya wokuthi bakhukhumale kodwa siyabonga kakhulu kubaba Ian nomama wakhe ngesibonela abayiso emsebenzini kaNkuluNkulu neingane zabo lezi uNkuluNkulu akabaphe zona ezikanye nabe emsebenzini kaNkuluNkulu.
It's not to puff them up, but just to give recognition, especially to our brother Ian and his wife, just to see how the Lord is using them and has his hand upon them. That is something praiseworthy.
Uma besingaba nomakoti abayilulya hlobo abayileya quality engiyibone kumakoti kaAndre ngabe sibusisekile bazalwane.
And if we could have the kind of character even in Andre's wife, it is something really praiseworthy to see and experience.
Uma singaba nabakhwenyana abancane njengo Andre abakwazi ukukhonza bengakhonzwa bengabheke inzuzo ngalolu yahlo ngabe sibusisekile bazalwane.
And if we had son-in-laws, the type and character of Andre, well, we would really be blessed.
Inselelo ke leyo komakoti abancane ukuthi ilona loyo athi ukuhlehla azibheke ukuthi usewuye lo makoti aye nguye ethandeka ekhonza edumiseka etuseka noma.
This is a challenge, especially to the young wives, that maybe just to do a bit, be in retrospect, look back and see, am I still that loving, that welcoming, that submission that was found in me at one time, and that all the ideals that I had for my life, am I still at it? Is that still part of me, or have I lost it?
Ukutuseka kwama in-laws akho obabezala noma mezala bakho betuseka ngenxa yakho umakoti omuhle okwazi ukuhlanganisa ukubumba ukwakha ikhaya lakhe kusenjalo yini noma namhlanje wena makoti osumi nesando ubhidliza ubuhle obakhile mhlamba iminyaka.
And you, maybe as a daughter-in-law, are your parents-in-law praiseworthy? Can we thank on their behalf for your life because of your influence, your character in the family, upbuilding and being even that you are uplifting the whole character, the family, the personality of the family.
Maye umangabe kuyodicileleka isithunzi sabazali uNkulunkulu akakuphe bona ngenxa yokuthi uvumela umoya wesitha ungene kuwe.
So there's just a woe upon the life that has maybe caused harm in this regard to the whole family, and that you have failed in your calling, you who have been entrusted with parents.
Kodwa kagagabi lethi isikhathi sisakuvumela sisavuma ukuthi namhlanje ungabuyela uthandeni lakho lakuqala. Ungabuyela kulokho okuhle uNkulunkulu ayekunikeze khona lokho okuhle okwakwenza ukuthi utuseke kutuseke ngisho nomndeni wakini ngenxa yalokho uNkulunkulu ayekuphe khona okuhle.
But it is not the end. It is there is still time to convert. There is still time to turn and to return to that maybe which you have lost. Maybe you were influenced by the enemy in some way that you have lost, and all can be repaired, can be made anew through the working of the Lord's Spirit, that you return to that character, to that very life which God instilled in you, and where you were an influence and a sweet savor to the whole family.
Uma usulahlekela ungasazi ukuthi uqalephi nanokuthi yini lengaka eyenziwe uAndre nomakoti wakhe ofika kumina ngokuhlebela ukuthi yini labayenzile noma wena ubafonele ukuthi nenza ngani. Once kwalahleka ukuxhumana noNkulunkulu nabazali uNkulunkulu akakunikeze bona noma kanjani izinto zobhede.
Well, maybe if you are not quite sure what I'm talking about, you can come to me privately and I'll try to explain to you better, and that you can understand what I am talking about and the value of this life that God imparts us with, and maybe which you had when God gave you those parents as a daughter-in-law. And then maybe you can also contact them and hear from them what the secret is. Once you lose the life of the Lord, well, it's the beginning of things being sour.
Bakhwenyana basebasha basebancane njenganami ubuze kubo ubuze kuAndre kusho ukuthini ukukhonza uNkulunkulu uganiwe ngoba kube sengathi namhlanje ayigugunele ukuthi fanele ugogoshane nomndeni ube nomndeni Hayi uma wenza okaNkuluNkulunkulu ngathi uyabambezeleka. Ngalesi sikhathi uxebuka kokaNkuluNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu uyaxebuka kuwe bese wenza izinto eziphambene, abantu bazibabuzani kwenzekeni, ushiya uNkuluNkulu wagogosha okungena uNkuluNkulu.
So maybe you can ask me, as young married men and Andre, what the virtues are and what these precious things are. And they are found in the Lord, in faithfulness to the Lord and to his calling. Because once you lose out on the relationship with the Lord, suddenly something happens and your testimony is gone and the appearance and your family somehow is missing and people start talking, well, what is actually happening there? Where is the sweetness? Where is this life of God disappeared to?
Ukusiza ngani ukuzuza izwe lonke kodwa ulahleke lokuphila kwakho? Uzama ukuzuza abandla ukuveza ukuthi umkhwenyana okwazi ukubamba kahle umakoti wakhe amkhave ambambe ngocicane kodwa uhluleke ukukhava uNkulunkulu.
What will it help a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul just to be a mere husband with your aims and your fortunes and busy with your things but not busy with that which is of value, which is upbuilding, which is the very essence of the life of being married and experiencing the Lord at work.
Bantu bacabanga ukuthi uthando lwasemshadweni ukusho ukuthi ushade kahle ukuthi nihlala nitholakala nibambene ngocicane nibrashana nidonsana iy'nwele nikamana kusho ukuthi ilona thando-ke lolo umphuphe wothando. Uthando lokuthi abantu bethandane beholelane kuNkulunkulu.
Because we can speak about the love in marriage and one maybe gets a picture or maybe a picture is portrayed of holding hands, being close to each other, brushing each other's hair and the likes. Well, that can be very empty, like an empty kokoko. The real thing is with God in being central and being and producing life and abundance within.
Hey, was a trusting tear, she got a clizzy quelle, Ugumbong, Kulunkulu, Ugborn Abantabasha, Bempile Lunkulunkulu, Galolia Shop, Gabba Fisela, footing Gabba Tandaze, Uguti, Kwanga Chunkulunkul and Abasiza. Kodwa no wonder why umubuka uhlobo labazala banabo ubuka nabantu abazixhumanisa nabo awumangala ukubona izithelo abayiso.
So I need to stop here lest I carry on too much, but it is really something extraordinary, something special. It's a secret of a life where you see and see the type of parents that that young person has in bringing up and raising people of caliber.
Sibene inhlanhla ukuvakashela Morrison kubaba George waphathisa imkhonzi eminingi kakhulu ukuthi simkhonzele lapha ekhaya.
So we also had the privilege of going to Morrison, meeting George there, and he also sends many greetings to the brethren. Well, can we say we are many here on the mission, and it's as if we can often step on each other's toes.
Ukubuka abantu abancane ngalolu hlobo ubona umsebenzi abawenzayo ubona ubuhle bawo kuyayithinta inhliziyo ukuthi engabe lokhu thina esiphiwe khona esinakho siyakwazi ukunakekela ngalo lyahlobo.
But then to see even just a few hands, a few people doing the work that they are doing and achieving so much that we say, oh, we here at the mission are a bit spoiled.
Lapho khona noma ngabe usemagatsheni akasiza abantu la ukhona ebandleni lapho ukhonza khona lo msebenzi onikezwe wona noma ngabe wena unikezwe wena wedwa noma nimbalwa niwenza ngenhliziyo ethokozayo noma inhliziyo edabukayo ukuthi hey sithwele kanzima ngathi singatholi izandla eziningi.
Wherever you are, even if you are in an outside branch, don't complain. See the opportunities that there are. And it, if you have such an attitude, much can be achieved.
Ukubuka laba bazalwane bengayidabukeli. Kodwa ubuke wena umsebenzi bese udabuka ukuthi hey bazi babancane wazi wamkhulu umsebenzi kodwa muhle.
Seeing the people at work, not feeling sorry for themselves, not feeling they are overworked, but seeing it as a privilege and putting their heart and soul into it, that is something beautiful to behold.
Mina nawe siyabala isikhathi ngingena ngesikhathi esithize sesishayile songena ngibheka isikhathi ayi ishayile manje sekumele ngiyophumula ngikhathele kodwa kunabantu abasebenzayo ngenhliziyo zabo zonke bengabhekile ngisho nenzuzo hleze lethi nesisimotivator namhlanje.
You and I, maybe we look at the watch, hey, time's up, I've worked enough. Well, but to do a work heartily and in devotion, that makes such a difference.
Sinenhlanhla enkulu namhlanje ukuthi sivakashelwe abahlobo bethu.
We have a great privilege today that we are visited by our friends.
Simbonga uNkulunkulu ngabo ukuthi balwenze lolu suku lwanamhlanje lokuthi babe kanye nathi bakhonze nathi namhlanje kusini.
We can just thank the Lord for also the privilege that they also had the wish to be with us and to worship in the service.
Siyathanda ukubabingelela kakhulu ubaba uNxumalo no baba uMadlala ukuthi namhlanje bathi abakhonze kanye nathi.
So Baba Nxumalo and Baba Madlala, they chose to be with us today and it is our privilege to welcome them.
Asikuthathi kancane ukuba khona kwabo phakathi kwethu futhi simbonga uNkulunkulu ngalokho akabasebenzisa ngakho phakathi kwethu.
For us it is indeed no small thing and we are so thankful for them and the work and the assistance they have been so wonderful in the execution of their tasks.
Sinfisela isibusiso sikaNkulunkulu nina kanye nemndeni yenu nabantwana be.
So we wish the Lord's blessing on you and also on your families and your children.
Sofunda izwi encwadini ngokaLuka isahluko 19 sofunda kusukela evesini lokuqala.
We will read a word out of Luke chapter 19 from the first verse.
Encwadi ngokaLuka isahluko 19 sizofunda kusukela evesini lokuqala.
Luke 19 from Verse 1.
Wangena eJericho wadabula khona bheka kwakukhona indoda igama layo linguZakewu ingumthelisi omkhulu icebile.
Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector and he was rich.
Yayifuna ukumbona uJesu ukuthi ungubani. Yahluleka ngenxa yesixuku ngokuba yayimfushane.
And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature.
Yagijimela phambili yakhwela emthombeni ukuba imbone ngokuba beza kudlula ngakhona.
So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way.
Esefikile uJesu kuleyo ndawo wabheka phezulu wathi kuyo Zakewu shesha wehle ngokuba namuhla ngimelwe ukudla endlini yakho.
And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house.
Washesha wehla wamamukela ngokuthokoza kuthe bekubona bakhonona bonke bathi uye kungenisa kwandoda eyisoni.
So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner.
Kodwa uzake wasukuma wathi enkosini, bheka nkosi, ngipha abampofu ingxenye yempahla yami kuthi uma ngimaphucile umuntu into ngamacebo ngiyibuyise iphindwe kani.
Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold.
UJesu wathi kuye, namuhla insindiso ifikile kulendlu, lokhu naye eyindodana ka-Abraham.
And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abram.
Ngokuba indodana yomuntu ize ukufuna nokusindisa okulahlekileyo.
For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Kuyindaba esijwayele kakhulu.
This is a very well-known portion.
Kodwa namhlanje ngifisa kuba sibuke la uJesu noma la iBhayibheli lithi esefikile uJesu kuleyo ndawo wema wabheka phezulu.
But today I would also concentrate on the word that says when Jesus had come to that place, he looked and up.
Indaba kaZakeu indaba ba esiyaziyo kaningi kushunyayelwa ngayo. Kodwa njalo uma ngifunda iba nezifundo eziningi ngokomoya umuntu akazifundayo.
This passage has often been read and different explanations given, but if I read it, it is always so rich in meaning to me.
Siyathola ukuthi uZakeu wayeyindoda eyayimfushane, ngamanye amazwi wayenesimo ayenaso empilweni engathi esasimi kuye, noma ulele noma uvukile kwakumi kuye ukuthi mfushane.
We hear of Zacchaeus that he was of short stature. So this was part of him, whether he was waking or sleeping. He was in or harassed by this circumstance.
Futhi siyathola ukuthi kwayeyindoda eyayicebile engathi yayingahlupheke ngalutho.
And he was a man who was rich, not troubled by means and ways.
Yebo uceba kwayo kwakune nezinto ayezenza zazimenza ukuthi acebe.
Yes, he was rich, and because of certain things maybe that he did caused him also or added to his riches.
Kulo msebenzi ayewenza kube sengathi wayewenze qonda futhi ukuthi lokho engikwenzayo kuphambene, kodwa ngoba kwakumcebisa wayecima unembeze eqhubeke kwenza.
And he realized this while working, but because it added to his riches, he gave himself, allowed himself to do it.
Sizwa ukuthi lapho esehlangana noJesu, uJesu esezibonakalisa kuye, kuyila kuvela khona ukuthi hawo lo muntu kanti ubeyenza lento eqonda ukuthi lokho akwenzayo kuphambene nalokho uJesu akakufunayo.
And his meeting Jesus caused him to realize that this what he actually was doing and making him aware to the fact that actually this was wrong doing on his part.
UJesu uma ehlangana noZakeu akambuzanga ukuthi Zakeu uphila kanjani, impilo yakhe injani, kodwa ukuhlangana kuka Jesu noZakeu lapho kuhlangana amehlo abo yavuka lento akayaziyo ukuthi yena mumbi ngani.
And in him meeting Jesus, this came to the fore. Jesus didn't ask him how he was or didn't have many words of introduction. It was as if this thing that was within him flared up as he was aware of his own sinning.
Futhi kube sengathi nabantu ayephila phakathi kwabo noma babephila naye bekwenza konke ndawonye naye babazi ukuthi umsebenzi akawenzayo uZakeu awumuhle phambi kaNkulunkulu. Okungakho uma uJesu ehlangana noZakeu esethu uJesu namhlanje ngimele ukuba ngingene endlini yakho kwakhuluma isixuku ukuthi kanjani ngoba bazini impilo akayiphilayo.
And his lifestyle and his sinning was also obvious to others and caused much pain and heartache in others. When Jesus said, "Today I must abide in thy house," it caused them to complain and say, "But how is it that he enters the house of a sinner?"
Lokhu kuyasifundisa ukuthi abantu esiphila nabo bayayibuka impilo yethu esiphilayo, ukuhamba kwethu, ukwenza kwethu izinto. Noma bethuli bengakhulumi, kodwa bayakwazi okwamukelekayo kuNkulunkulu nokungamukeleki kuNkulunkulu ekuphileni kwethu.
This teaches us that people are reading our lives and evaluating whether what we do is pleasing to God or not.
Ezweni esiphila kulo siphila ezweni elinababusi abahlonishwayo nesibahloniphayo nesithobayo kubona.
Now alive we have got rulers and governors that rule over us and influence us, and which we in turn also are aware of things happening.
Kunezinto eziye zenzeke bazenze bazisho bazinqume singabantu siphila nabo naphakathi kwabo sithule sazi kumbi kodwa kube ukuthi asinawo amandla ngalesi sikhathi ukukhuluma.
And there are things maybe which they do, which they say or order, and people look on, and they, because of these influences, maybe know that things are not quite as they ought to be, but because of being in submission under the leadership and guidance, they do not don't have the power to do something about it.
Sithule nathi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu izinto sizibona zonakala. Athi umuntu lokhu akuthinti mina. Uma mina ngiphephile nomndeni wami kwanele angeni kokomunye umuntu.
And even Christians are prone to be quiet and say, "Well, this doesn't really affect me, and that's why I am happy to live my life just in the corner where I am."
Yebo, likhona mhlamba iqiniso lalokho ukuthi vela kukuthinti wena. Akukuthinti namhlanje wena nomndeni wakho. Kodwa ke wacabanga ngani kusasa la khona ebekudinga ukuthi ulungise isimo namhlanje usilungisele kusasa.
Yes, it can be true that it doesn't affect you, but have you ever considered what will be happening in the future as a result of it?
Siphile esikhathini la khona zonke izinto zivunyelwe khona noma kuhle noma kumbi kube sengathi nje kukwathela wayeka kwamaphila ngendlela umuntu akabona ngayo.
We living in a time where everything goes and a person does and according to his liking and is free to do and not be restricted or restrained by anything.
Nemthetho eshawayo nemthetho ehlongozwayo ihlongozwa abantu engathi bayafana naye uZakeu
bakuhlongoze bakuphasise bebe bekwazi ukuthi kuphambene noNkulunkulu kuxabene noNkulunkulu noma becimeza bevala amehlabo noma bephaphama bayazi ukuthi kuphambene kodwa isimo abakuso sibaphoqa ukuthi abakuvume abakusayini.
And today laws are being promulgated. There are those in authority, maybe, that have a similar attitude like Zacchaeus, knowing deep down that this isn't wrong, but because of the times and because of circumstances, they say, well, this is something that is needed or that is wanted, and they feel themselves maybe constrained to put their signatures to it.
Lapho ibandla lithule libuke izinto zonakala libuke abantu beguqula okukaNkuluNkulu bemthatha uNkuluNkulu bemehlisa esihlalweni sakhe bezifaka esihlalweni sikaNkuluNkulu ukuba baguqule lokho uNkuluNkulu akakumise emaphakadini.
And that even people they see things that they are going wrong, things that maybe should not be there, Christians knowing the values that need to be preserved, but because of the circumstance and because of being ordered so, they give in to it.
Siphile esikhathini la khona kuthiwa kuyilungelo lomuntu ukuthi aphile noma kanjani. Yebo kunjalo kuyilungelo lomuntu ukuthi aphile ngendlela akathanda ukuphila ngayo kodwa lelo lungelo liyamvuma yini uNkulunkulu liyambeka yini uNkulunkulu endaweni yakhe aliguquli yini okwamiswa uNkulunkulu emaphakadeni na.
People do have human rights and maybe in a way human rights are good, but does it take God out of his rightful place, and does it remove those things which God has through all eternities ordained and that God has taken down from his throne in society.
Abantu baguqulo okwadalwa uNkulunkulu namhlanje umuntu wadalwa uNkulunkulu amenza ukuthi wena ngowesilisa wena ngowesifazane owesifazane wakhiwe ngalolu hlobo owesilisa wakhiwe ngalolu hlobo namhlanje amadoda sephenduka ukuthi angisafuni kuba indoda sengifuna kuba intombazane intombazane sengifuna kuba indoda ichila izinto ezixabene noNkulunkulu ozake ubesikhathi basayine bakupropose kube kuphambene nabo bayakwazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu akakufuni umelele nakho kodwa bayakwenza kuhle kukazakewu wayethelisa azi kuphambene noNkulunkulu sazi ngani ukuthi wayazi lapho ehlangana ubuso nobuso noJesu wathi mina ngumthelisi waqala wakhava uma sengibathelisile ngikubuyisa sekuphindwe kanye.
And things that God has ordained from of old, male is a male, a female is a female. Now people are saying, no, I want to change my outlook, change my appearance, change my mentality to doing that which I see fit and which is acceptable to society. Like as Zacchaeus, adapting his own way of working and using his position to do what he knows is not right, whether the Lord comes to him and says Zacchaeus is made aware of the fact that I have taken fourfold, I have wronged people fourfold to what I should have rightfully done.
Namhlanje siphile esikhathini la khona abantu bethi kungilungelo labo ukuphikiswa kwenziwa uNkulunkulu. Oya propose namakholwa athula hlela athi hayi sothini sekuyisikhathi isikhathi zokugcina. IBhayibheli alikhulumi ngezikhathi zokugcina ukuthi amakholwa ayovala imlomo angakhuluma athi azibhubhe na umkhululwane. Senzani la izwe libhekene nokubi nokufa sikhona singamakholwa.
What do we do as Christians in a time of proposals made and we say, no, this doesn't affect us? Well, we as Christians don't, we are not affected in our choices that we make. But what influence do we bring? What healing? For what values are we standing up? Are they the ones which God has instilled and instituted?
Uzakewu enkingeni yakhe engathi yokuzalwa wayemfishane isiqhuku sasivimbanisa ukuba angakwazi ukumbona uJesu. Kungenzeke nibazalwane ukuthi nathi bazalwane balesi sikhathi sisixuku esivimbanisa abantu abafuna ukwazana noJesu ngenxa yokuthi sesikuvumela ukuthi hayi vele liyabhubha, thina vele asifundile, vele thina sinawo amandla, okusho ukuthi namhlanje o-ever no-ever bangashada ndawonye, u-Adam no-Adamu bangashada ndawonye, kuhle akwenzeke. Sizixuku esivimba loya muntu loya zakewu uphakathi kulesi sixuku akukho akakubonayo ngaphandle kwalesi sixuku kodwa yena ufuna ukubona lo Jesu phakathi kwesixuku.
Is it possible that we as Christians are part of that crowd which hindered Zacchaeus as a short man to see Jesus? That maybe we are a crowd that hinders people from coming and reaching out to Jesus, and we are hindrance, saying, well, it's the times in which we live. Well, actually, we have got no power and no strength to do something against the authorities. At the times in which we live, and we relax and slack and give ourselves that liberty to do nothing.
Yebo, mhlambe kuyinto esibukela kude. Namhlanje mhlamba ayikuthinti kodwa uke wacabanga yini wena nomntwana uzela insizwa yakho ozela intombi yakho ngelinye ilanga izokufikela ithi hayi nami sengibonile ma sengibonile baba senginayo imali sengizoganwa ngizokukhombisa nange ngizoganwa uyena afike nentshebe efana naye noma afike nentombi efana naye lengisemabele bathe bezoshada ngoba kuvumelekile kuyilungelo labo kumele sivumele ichilo elabhubhisa sodoma negomora sithule sithi hayi akusithinti thina abazalwane akusithinti namhlanje kodwa kusasa kuzosithinta.
You maybe say, no, it doesn't touch us, it didn't apply to us. But have you ever considered if maybe one of your children grows up and one day comes, he has got money, he's got all that he needs, and he comes home with someone, that your boy comes with another boy and says, well, Dad, Mom, I want to marry this man. Or your daughter says, I want to marry this daughter. What will it be like? What have you done to succumb and to prevent such things to happen?
Lapho Jesu lapho uNkulunkulu edala wakudala konke wase wakufaka isigcivizo wathi kuhle lapho edala umuntu wamdala uAdam kodwa lapho esemdalile wamdalela umuntu ozoba umsizi wakhe akamdalela ngenye indoda akamdalela ngenye inkomo kodwa wamdalela umsizi onjenganaye lapho emdala futhi wenza kwaba imfihlakalo yokuthi lala ngikwenzele namhlanje kwenzeka izinto ngesingise zicontradiction izinto eziphambene izinto eziyihlazo ibandla lithuli ngoba liyadla kuthiwa abanemali eningi masikhuluma kanjalo bazohamba sizothatha phi ishumi abahambe nazo siphilele uNkulunkulu singabi sixuke sivimba abantu ukuba babone uJesu.
At the beginning God created everything, and when God created all was good in his sight, and he created man. And out of man, he brought a deep sleep over him, and he created Eve, the woman who was to be a helpmeet to him, perfect, good in God's sight. But today, maybe we are a crowd. We don't stand up for this goodness of the Lord. We say, no, we are unaffected. We won't be influenced by it. But are we maybe just the crowd that hinders, as Zacchaeus was hindered, to see Jesus.
Lapho zake wehlangana noJesu amehlo akhe kwasho kwaphuma kuye mina ngingumthelisi uma sengibarophile ngikubuyisa kuphindwe kane lapho umuntu ehlangana noJesu ephuma esixukwini lapho umuntu esengayedwa engasekho phakathi kwabantu kuyila uNkulunkulu ekwazi ukukhuluma naye uyamlalela noma uyamziba uma ekhuluma nawe na.
When Zacchaeus met with the eyes of Jesus, it was he who confessed that I am a tax collector, and I just, instead of just collecting the tax, I need to return fourfold what I have robbed people of. Very often in the crowd, there's not much happening. Are you hiding in the crowd? And it is only when you come face to face, alone with Jesus, then things come to the fore. Then the truth is revealed.
Namhlanje ivangeli libulawe emapulpiti. Abantu abebemele bamela uJesu bashumayela ivangeli njengoba linjalo. Ngoba limbembeswe ngemali, abantu bafuna ukuceba, bafuna ukutuswa, balimbembesa iqiniso. Kodwa uma umuntu emi evala amehlo ebhekana noJesu, uJesu uyamtshela ukuthi umile epulpiti wabakhohlisa abantu ngenxa yenzuzo.
Today there are people, there are preachers and very fiery ones at us, but may be driven by the love of money. And they try all means and preach in ways to get the money out of the people. Well, the only way to be helped is when you meet face to face, and that Jesus can tell you, yes, you were a preacher, but for your own benefit because of the love of money.
Esefikile uJesu kuleyo ndawo wama yine yamisa uJesu na wamiswa inhliziyo elangazelela ukumbona hayi ukumbona nje kodwa ufuna ukumbona ukuthi lo Jesu ungubani efuna ukumbona ngenhliziyo yakhe bazalwane sagcinani lokuba nalelo thuba lokufuna ukuhlangana noJesu yena yedwa akhulume nathi lokho esidingayo kuye okuthandwa nguye uJesu akhulume khona kuthina noma siyakusefa khuluma lokho uNkosi esikuthandayo okuhambisana nemizwa yethu.
When Jesus came to the place, he stopped and looked up. He looked up because of what the heart of Zacchaeus was longing for, because he wanted to see Jesus, not only to see him, but to meet with him, to see what Jesus wanted to tell him. Have you ever had that time? And when last had you that time of meeting with Jesus, where Jesus imparts and tells you all that which is on his heart, not that which is on your heart, and that you just speak, and maybe you also just preach that for your own gain, for your own benefit.
Ukuhlangana kaJesu noZakewu kwenza ukuthi nesixuku sazamazamiseka sanyakaza ukuthi kungenzeka kanjani umuntu esimaziyo kwadla ukuthi usehlangene nomuntu okhulume lokho okufunwa wuyo uJesu enhlizweni yakhe ukuba kwazi ukuba phenduke kukho.
And the meeting of Zacchaeus with Jesus had a profound effect on the crowd, and the people were amazed that this man whom we know, he is now being confronted with Jesus, and Jesus is going into his home.
Awubuki into efanayo la lapho uzake wesemshikashikeni efuna ukubona uJesu isixuku sasivimbanisile la uJesu esefuna ukuhlangana noZakewu isixuku sesiyavimbanisa ukuthi awukwazi Jesu ukwenza lokhu ngoba lo muntu mubi kanje kodwa kwadla ukuthi ithuba lukaJesu lokuba kahlangane akasizakala kugcwaliseke lokhu uJesu akakuzela emhlabeni uthi ngizile ukuba abantu basindise ezonweni zabo.
First it was the crowd that hindered Zacchaeus to see Jesus, and when he saw him, it was the crowd again that complained and said, why is he going in to this sinner? How do we react? Can we have a time where the Lord comes to us and he abides with us?
Hleze nawe endaweni yakho ohleli kuyo ubanjwa isixhuke sikuvibhayo kubuhlangane noJesu isixhuke saziwa nguwe mhlamba isixhuku senkani mhlamba isixhuku sempakamo ngineminyaka ngamkhonza uNkulunkulu kodwa ngikathiwani uma sengiveza ukuthi mina yonke leminyaka bengiphelezele abakholwayo.
Maybe the crowd, you know of the crowd that maybe is hindering you from seeing Jesus. Can it maybe be stubbornness, maybe pride, being recognized by people, knowing that I have an influence and that people honor me or respect me for certain things, and that can be the crowd to you?
Mhlawumbe isixhuke singabonwa abantu ngamehla esikuhlebezelayo ukuthi hey mangavela lento bayongibuka kanjani bazothini ubuka lesi sixhuke sibekwe uSathane phambi kwamehlo akho ulahlekelo uJesu esedabula endaweni yakhe esefikile kuleso spot okuso afisa ukuba hlangane nawe akhulume nawe akukhulule.
And that very place which Jesus has maybe ordained to meet you at, this crowd, which can maybe be voices that speak to you and that are so convincing and that they say, no, this thing you can never bring to the light. How can you ever part from this? What will the people think of me? What will they say? And they are the voices that are hindering while Jesus is trying to meet you at that place.
Abantu abasazi isixhuku esikhulumayo nesikuvimbile kodwa wena uyasazi mhlamba isixhuku esikuvimbile sokuthi awunqamlanga ubudlelwane nabantu abangamkhonzi uNkulunkulu uyamkhonza uNkulunkulu umsheba nezinto zongakholwa ulule kwabantu abangakholwa usekholweni ingakho uhamba udidizela endleleni bakutshela ukuthi haya kulona ivangeli nanti ivangeli awuhlukanisile ekukholweni kwakho.
Maybe people see that your life is a bit of a turmoil. They don't see any progress in your life. They see that you sin here, there, bump against your head against it and the other. And they don't know of that crowd that is actually within you. They are not aware of it, but you are aware of it. And you know that you have not cut ties with former friends. Maybe you take your advice from certain people whom you know you shouldn't take advice. And that's why your Christian life is a riddle to some, to those of your congregation.
Mhlamba isixhuku sakho silo muntu noma labo bantu abawusizo empilweni yakho mhlamba ukuze kume ukholwa kwakho ngoba wena waphuma uphumela uNkulunkulu ibona abakulekelelayo mhlamba ngemali ukuthi ukwazi ukuphila kuhle lokho kodwa sekume lesi sixhuku sokuthi awukwazi ukuhlukana awukwazi ukunquma ume edwaleni ukuthi nakhe ngikufunayo ngoJesu wami uJesu uyazikhomba izinto kodwa bazothini ngoba bayangisiza ngisizwa yibo ngiphila ngenxa yabo.
The crowd can be the people who are supporting you, who are helping you in your life, in your work, in your mission that you do. And you don't want to disappoint them. You don't want to, you know what the Lord expects of you. And maybe you know it comes at a cost. But for the sake of keeping your support, financial support, you, this is a crowd to you that you cannot part from. And they hinder you to execute that which Jesus maybe is calling you to do.
Mhlamba isixhuke sikuvimbile abantwana uNkulunkulu akakuphebo nabamkhonza uNkulunkulu bamelene noNkulunkulu kodwa ngoba yiba babeka iplate ukuthi kulale kudliwe la ekhaya noma indlela abaphila ngayo nabathola ngayo imali iphambene noNkulunkulu uyazi kuphambene ayiqashiwe ingane yakho. Akekho basebenza khona kodwa ngoba la ekhaya ifika iphethu alishoni kashukela kulale kudliwe la ekhaya sicimeze kukho kungaleyo ndlela noma esefikile uJesu ema kuleyo ndawo afuna ukukhulula kuyo kodwa ngingayeka kanjani ukuthi ngihlukane nalento ngoba ngiphila ngayo.
Jesus is maybe coming to you, standing before you, his eyes are on you. but maybe there's a crowd, maybe it's your own children that are not serving the Lord, but they have got means and ways to keep you under their, or keep you chained to them, because, well, they are helping me in under my difficult circumstances. They are bringing in groceries. They are supporting me financially, even if I know that their ways are crooked and by ill means obtained finances. You accept it from them and they become a crowd to you. And maybe there is a friend that you have or nurture. The brethren are helping you. They're trying their utmost. But they have got questions about you and say, but why is that? Maybe it's that secret friend. You are tied with him and tied up with him in all your dealings and in your advice which you get from him. And the brethren are at a loss. Why? Jesus is standing before you, his assistance, his eyes are on you. But this is the crowd that is hindering from you to open up to the Lord.
Mhlawumbe isixuku esimila ukwazi ukuma ngisho emsebenzini osebenza kuwo bakwazi ukuthi lo uhlangene noJesu isixuku simile ufuna ukufana nabo ufuna ukwamukeleka kubo uze waziwe njengomuntu ongathembekile emsebenzini hayi ngoba ungathembekile wenziwa isixuko kuso sevze wapendeka wafana naso ngani na awufuni ukuba ube kuleyo ndawo uJesu esemile kuyo mayephakamisa amehlo awukho kule ndawo akufuna kuyona.
Maybe the crowd is at work where you are. You want to be faithful, but you don't want to be the odd one out at work. And if they get up to something which is not ethical, you also want to be, don't want to compromise, or you go along with them. You're just part of the crowd because you don't want to hurt anybody's feeling. And Jesus cannot reach out to you. You are hindered by this crowd.
Abantu ophathiswe bona emsebenzini basintshontshe isikhathi bahlale baphumule bangasebenzi babhala ama overtime angeke emthethweni uyazi kodwa ngoba manje ngifuna ukwamukeleka kubo futhi noma usulale ebusuku akhuluma uJesu ukuthi lempilo iphilayo uthalalise adlule uJesu akudlule kuleyo ndawo abefuna ukukhulula kuyo hayi ngoba engenawo amandla okuba akufune asindise okulahlekileyo kungenxa ukuthi uqinisa inhliziyo wamziba wadlula.
And maybe at work you are influenced by those who steal time, those who do not work appropriately according to the time set. And maybe you just give yourself randomly overtime, which is not right. And maybe you know in your heart, and even at night, maybe these things come back to you. And Jesus is there, and he's convicting you about these things. But you have got reasons to evade it. Jesus is there. He wants to save you out of it. He wants to commune with you. But because of your own stubbornness and your own unwillingness, he needs to pass you by.
Uzake uma ezohlangana noJesu akavumelangi isimo sokudalwa sokuzalwa kwakhe ukuthi sime phakathi kwakhe nokusizakala kwakhe.
Zacchaeus did not allow circumstances and the very fact of the surroundings and the crowd to hinder him meeting Jesus and allowing his words to reach his heart.
nesikhundla sakhe asimanga phakathi kwakhe nokusindiswa kwakhe ukuthi mina ngiyaziwa ngidumile ngihloni ngiyahlonishwa ngokwesikhundleni naso kodwa kwami into eyodwa ukuthi namhlanje ngiyadinga ukuthi uma edabula uJesu adabule nako yami inhliziyo ngisizakale ngikhululo.
His position did not hinder his salvation. Being respected, being known amongst society, having the authority that he had, he laid that aside. And Jesus was able to cut through it all, piercing right to the very heart of his life.
Kodwa thina abazalwane balesi sikhathi singamdela uJesu adlule. Uma nje mina ngibe nobudlelwano obuhle nomngani wami ngoba lo uyisheni lami siyohlukanisa ukufa kodwa uJesu angamana adlule kunoba ngahlukana lobu bungane enginabo.
We are prepared to sacrifice Jesus, prepared to have a no for him just because of my friend, because of the wonderful relationship and the wonderful times I can spend with my friend, and Jesus is outside.
Ngenxa yodumo enginalo mhlawumbe ngisho nesibongo sakithi sinomlando saziwa kahle angamana adlula uJesu kunokuba ngingahlukana nalolu dumo engaziwa ngalo.
The hindrance can be your own fame, maybe your own surname, maybe your own history for which you are known, and that will be a hindrance, will be a blockage for Jesus unable to reach you.
Angamana adlula uJesu kunokuba ngizehlukanise nezinto ezingixabanisa noNkulunkulu. Ngiyazi ngiphila kukho, anginakho ukuthula, angithokozi ngikukho. Kodwa ngoba lokhu kungenza ngamukeleke kumphakathi engikuwo, angamana adlula uJesu.
And you can say, well, it is the very circumstance that surrounds me. You know, the position. And actually, I didn't choose it for myself. It was the community, it was the people around me that saw this good in me. And they say, I'm the fitful person to stand in for them. And Jesus has no place. You choose rather the approval of men than the approval of Christ.
Angamana adlula uJesu ahambe nesibusiso sakhe kodwa mina ngifuna loludumo lokuthi ngibekiwe kulesi sikhundla sokuthi angisayine yonke imithetho edlula kimi ukuze sibe nobudlelwano obuhle nabantu namazwe kube kuhle nami njengekholwa hayi phela kumele sibathande bonke uNkulunkulu wabafela bonke kumele sicwecwe amazambane singagebhuli kodwa sicwecwe kahle ukuze samkeleke akadlula uJesu ngoba manje nama efika ngimina ngihlangana noJesu uzodinga ngihlukane nalezi zinto angamana adlule hayi mhlobo wami uzakewu ubukhulu nodumo lwakhe kuleyo ndawo kuleso sihlahla uJesu uma efika wema wabheka phezulu wathi namuhle.
Not so with Zacchaeus. When Jesus came his way, he stopped because of perceiving something in Zacchaeus. Are you maybe still taken up by the position or being entrusted by people? And you know, we need to be a light and salt in this world. And all I'm doing is just fulfilling my task, you know. And you know, I can be such a help where I am in this position that I have. And you allow Jesus to pass by.
Inkonzo eyayikusiza ikwelapha ikukhulula ikushiya unokuthula ngenxa yabangani bekufaka umoya ungalokhu uyohlala uyovulungisa kumuntu uNkulunkulu yini uyayazi ikuthathe phi ikhiphe phi namhlanje ngcola ngamana adlula uJesu angamana hambe naloko okuthula akamana hambe naleyo nkululeko angipha yona emva kokuba ngihlale phansi ngavula inhliziyo yami ngathi nakho mina Jesu nginje ngenxa yomngani usuyilento yiyo nawa uyithandi noma ulele ebusuku noma uvuka isimo kuso ngokomoya awusithandi kodwa ngenxa yesixuku osivumele esikhule emehlweni akho kunoJesu ukhetha sona.
You have maybe forsaken a reconciliatory ministry. You know that you had a time where you could sit down, where you could unburden yourself, and you had joy, you had a peace. At night you could sleep at rest, your conscience healed. But now maybe because of friends, maybe because of the circumstance that has now become so important to you, has taken up the place of this which you knew would be life-giving to you, and you allow Jesus to pass, and you say, Lord, another day, I'll see to it another day.
Uyayikhumbula leyo ndawo owahlangana noJesu, Jesu afike wahama kuyo. Wazibona, wazendlala, wakhulula, wathi namuhla ifikile insindiso, namhlanje. Wayamukela, wahamba nayo, wavumela isixuku owawukhululwe kuso. Sabuya kuwe, wasamukela, wasivulela indawo. Namhlanje izinto zingalendlela ezingayo empilweni yakho. Akungenxa ukuthi wakhohlwa indawo ahlangana kuyo noJesu.
Do you still remember where Jesus met you, where he found you? Do you remember how your heart was opened, how your heart, so to say, bled and poured out for him? But today, a crowd has come between and you have lost this. Do you still remember where you met Jesus?
Thank you very much.
Siyabonga
kakhulu. Zacchaeus must have been a troubled man.
UZakheo ucishe wayendoda ehluphekile kakhulu.
He was a very troubled man.
Ehluphekile.
Outside he seemed to be rich, well to do, have everything he could get.
Ngaphandle ubebukeka ebukeka kahle, ecebile nakho konke akudingayo.
When the people would hear him speak, they wouldn't suspect anything wrong with him.
Uma abantu bemuzwe khuluma babengeke babone lutho noma basole lutho.
But inside his own heart, he was a troubled man. Things that he was doing ate him up.
Kodwa ngaphakathi ehluphekile, umuntu ohluphekileyo, izenzo zakhe zimudla ngaphakathi.
And I must have thought, he must have heard of Matthew. Matthew was a tax collector. And when he saw him, he said, if God can do that for him, can't God do it for me also?
If
God could help that man, I myself, what stops me from being helped?
Mangabayisiza le ndoda uNkulunkulu nami ke yini engangithiyo ukuba ngangisizi.
Things were eating him up inside. You know what eats you up inside? Those thoughts, those feelings, what eat you up which destroy you?
Izenzo zakhe zazimudla ngaphakathi naye ke imicabango yakhe nemizinto yakhe.
He wouldn't have gone to those extremes if it wasn't something that was troubling him greatly in his heart. Maybe you over the last weeks and months and years have heard things. They've gone into your ears. And these things are troubling you because you know. And you ask yourself, can it really be the truth that I heard of this and this? But because you've just heard it also.
Mhlambe nawe sekuneyinyanga, kuneminyaka, kukhona okudlayo, izinto owazizwa, othule nazo, kuyakudlwa, kuyakudla ngaphakathi, uyayibuza ukuthi lokho engakuzwa ngabe kuyiqiniso noma kulona, kuyaqhubeka kodwa kulokhu.
And these things eat you in your heart because you say, and you know, this cannot be true, but because so and so has said it, I believe it.
Lezi zinto ziyakudla ngaphakathi kodwa unakho lokhu ukuthi, eyi, lento iyashiwo sibanibani ngabe iyiqiniso. Eyi kodwa ngoba ngizwe ngayo sibanibani hayi cisho kuyiqinisa impela kodwa ubungakholwa ukuthi kuyiqinisa.
Friend, if there's something that's eating you up, things that are troubling you, it doesn't matter what extremes you have to go, but there is help, like Zacchaeus got help.
Zihlobo, uma kukhona izinto ezikudlayo ngaphakathi, noma ngabe kukubiza ukuthi uhambe ibanga elingakanani, kodwa usizo lukhona njengoba noZakheu.
Others even get sick, and doctors don't even be able to find out why is he like this? Friend, you know even before you go, what's eating you up? What is that thing that has made you rich?
Abanye baze bagule ngisho nokugula beguliswa izinto abayizwile ezibadlayo ngaphakathi nodokotela bathi bayamzama bayamsiza bangatholi ukuthi yini kodwa uyazi wena ukuthi yini le nokudlayo yini le necebisile.
And you have become rich in the things of this world, in the things that you've heard, in the gossip that you've taken part of. Those things are eating you up, and you know it.
Mhlambe wena ucetshiswe izinto ozizwile, ukuhleba okuzwile, nani nani. Kuyakudla, kuyaqhubeka, kuyakudla.
And you know how you can also gauge it?
Uyazi ukuthi ungaqala kanjani lezo zinto.
If something happens to somebody else you heard of, what happens something to him, now you've heard of it, you become glad. Schadenfroh. You become glad something has happened to him. And that's a sign that your life, the riches that have filled you, are wrong.
Mhlawumbe uzwile okuthize okwenzeke kusibanibani, wezwa ukuthi wehlelwe into ethize, wajabula enhlizweni yakho, wakugcina ngaphakathi, kuyakudla. Uyakwazi wena.
It matters, you maybe can be in position, as you've heard. You know the laws that I've passed, the laws that have are wrong, but because you want to fit in with the rest, I'm going to lose my position, what's going to become of me, I'm going to lose all my riches. But in your heart, you know you've got to do it. You've got to stop that.
Mhlambe uyayazi nemithetho ephasisiwe, useduze kwakhona, uyazi ukuthi phasisweni okuphambeneyo. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi ufuna ukuhambisana phela nesixuku nanalaba abangani bakho, uyakwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani, uyakuyeka uthule, awusho lutho.
And then lastly,
okokugcina,
not only Zacchaeus got saved, the Bible says his whole household.
Akuyena yedwa uZakheu owagcina esindisiwe. IBhayibheli lithi ngisho nendlu yakhe.
When the Lord helps you, and that's why the devil is so hard fighting, stopping you, trying to hinder you, because he knows when you open your heart, there are many others that will be helped through your life.
Uma uNkulunkulu ekusiza, uSathane yikhelwa kangaka ngoba uyazi ukuthi uma isize wena wavula inhliziyo yakho nabanye futhi bazosizakala ngawe.
Yesterday I heard, you know, when you add salt into the food, you add very little. Maybe not even 5% of your food is made out of salt. Not even maybe 5%. But you know, that little bit of salt changes everything. And so your life, my life, must change our households, wherever we are, our children. They must change by God's grace because of the salt that's in you and me.
Izolo ngizwe into eyisimanga. Uma ufake iswayi nje noma lingaba lincane entweni, liguqula yonke into. Mhlambe ukudla okudlayo akunawo no-5% weswayi. Kodwa ungafaka elingaphansana kwalokho, kodwa yonke into iyaguquka lapho.
Friends, shouldn't our lives influence everything around us? Our country, shouldn't it change because of what God has done for us, that it can be said, because of so and so, God could save a whole nation.
Sihlobo, impilo zethu beyingeguqule izwe lonke na, bezingeguqule izwe lakithi lonke njoba linjalo kuze kuthwe, ngenxa kasibanibani, kuze kwaguquka izinto manje sekunje.
Let us pray.
Asithanda.
Lord Jesus,
Nkosi Jesu,
what a miracle. What a heavenly plan that you took that way, that day, to meet this man.
Kwaze kwayisimanga Nkosi, isu elihle lasezulwini, lolo suku olwenza ukuba kuqulwe impilo yaleyo ndoda.
And that you did for a good reason.
Wakwenza lokho uNkulunkulu ngesizathu esihle.
And so, Lord, may our longing, may our lives be there, that when you pass by, that which you've done for us might even grow, become greater, become more wonderful because of you that have been there.
Nkosi kwangathi izimpilo zethu nokulangazelela kwethu kungaba lapho uzodlula khona ukuze kuthi lapho udlula sihlangane nawe kube khona okwenzakala.
Lord, teach us, help us to be on the station, to be there where you want us to be there, that when you pass, that a great work can be done because of your presence.
Sisize Nkosi kuba sibe lapho ngqo lapho wena uzodlula khona ukuze lapho wedlula sihlangane nawe kube khona ukushintsha nokuguquka
kwezinto. May we be at the right station, Lord.
Sengathi singaba khona ngqo.
May we be at that point where you are at work.
Sibe lapho sisebenza khona.
That when you work, that we are there and part of it.
Ukuze kuthi lapho sisebenza sibe khona sibe ingxenye yokusebenza kwakho.
Lord, please be further with us.
Siyacela uqhubeke nathi.
And may your salvation, even if it's reached our homes, may it grow in strength. May that unity be ever seen, and that through it many people be influenced.
Kuze kuthi insindiso noma isifinyelele emakhaya ethu emindenini yethu iqhubeke ikhule kuze kudunyiswe igama lakho.